No toilets, topless calendars, and comments about your appearance are just some of the things women tradies deal with every day. They say big changes are needed if the industry wants to attract more of them to a sector that is struggling to fill jobs. Now an industry survey is asking employers and women about the barriers that need to come down. Charlotte Cook reports.
Kat Kaiwai has been in the construction industry for 12 years and is now a managing director at Tairawhiti Contractors. She started in admin and has tried her hand at just about everything, including holding the stop-go sign at roadworks, driving heavy machinery and project management. Often she was the first and only woman on site, and that meant years of working without access to a toilet.
Like, even though people say keep hydrated and drink water all day, I never did, because if I drank water all day, I would need to go to the toilet all day.
Usually there wasn't even a toilet she could use.
I'd just go on the side of the road, so I'd just go into a bush, or I would open the two doors on a ute and stand between the two doors and squat in the middle of there.
It was even harder when she had her period.
So I'd change just before it was time for us to go, and I'd have a super tampon and a overnight big super pad, and I'd have two of them to last me for however long.
Now she's in a management position, she's trying to find ways to make it easier for other women. For Elizabeth Kramer-Robert, a first-year electrical apprentice, it's still tough going.
If you're like the only woman on a site of 100 men, it can be intimidating, but at the same time, it is a lot of fun. But there are definitely challenges. Women's toilets are definitely an example of that, and facilities to look after your period. These things aren't really thought of, and it can be difficult to get across at times that it is a necessity, it's not a luxury.
She says sexist comments are a daily occurrence.
A lot of it is unconscious, but it's still hurtful. I notice that while some men are supportive, other men don't believe I should be there. I have faced comments along the lines of, we don't cater to your type here, wouldn't you rather be at home, or shouldn't you be in a dress?
Elizabeth Kramer-Robert says it took her a while to find her voice, but she's now asked for a toilet and for topless calendars to be removed. She's passionate about making the worksite better for women because she wants more of them to join her in a job she loves. The survey being done by the Women in Trade Collective is aiming to do just that. It's trying to find out what it will take to attract some of the 22,000 wahine who lost their jobs during COVID. Toby Beaglehole heads the Building and Construction Apprentice Group, BTICO. He says the survey will also be asking employers what they can do.
What is it that's preventing employers from hiring more women? Because in trade, we've got about 13.5% of women. It's way too low. So we want to say to employers, what is it that's getting in the way of you hiring more women? And I guess not jump to too many conclusions until we've done that research so that we can then put this project together that delivers better outcomes.
Priya Sami works in construction on film sets, and she has a simple message for the industry.
We need someone that is well-respected, is not going to take shit, to say, hey, don't forget that when you're in a group of men and a woman walks past and you all look at her, that's intimidating. Like, you can be the nicest guys ever, but you need to understand how the world has been and how that is really, really intimidating for a woman.
The survey runs to the 7th of May. For Morning Report, Charlotte Cook.